Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Parents of tweens, if you're familiar with far-off drop-offs,
Dad, stop, right here.
Or get DMs about what's for dinner, you may be experiencing tween milestones. For your son or daughter, these can start at age 9. HPV vaccination, a type of cancer prevention against certain HPV-related cancers, can start then too.
For most, HPV clears on its own. But for those who don't clear the virus, it can cause certain cancers later in life.
Embrace this phase. Help protect them in the next.
Ask their doctor today about HPV vaccination. Brought to you by Merck.
Off the ball, rugby.
Conan's going to come in and he has a very good chance now starting for the Lions. Yes, he's an absolute talisman. He's been the most in-form number 8 for a good while now in the world.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Dalata Hotel Group GAA Under 20 Football Championship.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Dalata Hotel Group.
Now, hello there. We're almost there in the Dalata Hotel Group All-Ireland Under-20 Football Championship. The final coming up on Wednesday night at the Athletic Grounds in Armagh. It's Tyrone against Louth for the All-Ireland title this year. And the coverage of the Dalata Hotel Group Under-20 Football Championship and Off the Ball is brought to you by Dalata Hotel Group, hashtag difference makers. And to reflect on the semi-finals and look ahead to the final, we're joined by the former Sligo footballer Neil Ewing. Neil, how are things?
Hey, Carl, everything's how are you?
All well, thanks, Neil. So we've had the two semi-finals, final to look forward to now. Maybe we could have, at the outset, picked one of the teams that had been the All-Ireland final in Tyrone, but Louth there as well.
Yeah, brilliant scenes in Longford last Friday evening. Great game between two very talented teams. Came right down to the wire. It was a real shootout, even, you know, down to the last 10 minutes. You know, leads changing hands, two-pointers, loads of drama. But something we've seen with Louth, maybe across the levels the last few weeks, we've seen it again Friday night. Just outpouring of emotion, happy faces on the pitch. Really great to see, and even seeing kids getting jerseys signed and the emotion by some of the older Louth people on the pitch. You could really see what it meant to them to make the breakthrough and get back into an All-Ireland final. So while may all be disappointed, I guess that's just part of it. The journey of these young players and the Louth guys are getting to experience some really special moments.
Yeah, the county really is on a high. They missed out on the minor title, but they won the senior decider and the under 20 as well. We spoke, Neil, on one of the recent podcasts that we did on the under 20 championship, just about the influence of a county on the up in terms of the wider scheme of things for the different teams across the levels. And obviously it was a very tight game against Mayo. How big a factor did you feel was that coming down the stretch there, that Louth had such a big support?
Yeah, definitely a factor. I think, especially with younger players as well, I guess psychologically, the highs and lows can be a bit more extreme than older players. So definitely the Louth players, just, you could even across the stream, you could hear the noise building, and you know, numbers obviously swell on the back of that senior win as well. You know, there's such a feel good factor around Gaelic football in the county. You probably had, you know, an extra few hundred people that wouldn't have been there only for the senior win the week previously. So I think, yeah, especially young guys, something they're not used to has a bigger impact, and they're not used to having a big crowd behind them at that age. Well, as they move on to senior level, they get used to playing in front of bigger crowds, and that noise and that emotion in the last 10 minutes doesn't give them quite the same lift.
It's definitely a nice way to win. When you were playing, Neil, you know, to win type matches by a point or two, did that give you a little bit, even more of a boost in some ways heading into the next game after that?
Undoubtedly, and I suppose the one thing I would say is it didn't happen enough for me. That's a definite regret. Probably lost more by a point or two than won matches by a point or two. It's hard to explain, Carl. It's a feeling that if you could bottle it, it would probably be illegal. But you know, the energy you get from squeezing through a tight game like that is intangible but unbelievably powerful. And you know, that's in terms of even the eye contact guys will have with each other on the pitch afterwards, and even I think it's the most satisfying feeling ever when you get a group that's come through a battle like that, just squeezed over the line, and they sit down in a dressing room you know, to get tugged back in and get changed themselves. It's just an energy, it's a contentment. And I think there's another impact that's often understated as well. It's the guys that maybe didn't get on the pitch or that were maybe just outside the first 15 that aren't happy with the game time that they got that day. They really, really want to get on the pitch the next day, and they bring a huge amount of energy to the training sessions between after that game and before the next game. And the impact that has on the guys that will be in the team or are guaranteed to be in the team is huge as well, because it keeps their standards very high. Whereas if you are coming out, and you know, I know we're talking about championship football here, where it's probably end of the road if you are defeated. But you know, to use an example from league football, if you're losing a game by a point or two, the guys that aren't getting enough game time or that maybe haven't got a run at all, they start to question management, start to question why is X playing instead of me. And it becomes everybody else's fault, and they become energy drainers from the group. Whereas if you have a group that's on a high, getting these great wins, squeezing through games, I guess the whole 30 guys on your panel are bringing huge energy to the next training session. And that's where you really get improvement in a group as well.
Yeah, it's a really interesting point that, Neil. In terms of some of the key scores from the last day, 212 to 17 points, Louth beat Mayo by Shane Lennon, who's a younger brother of Craig from the senior team, and Pierce Grimes Murphy. Got the goals for Louth. They've got a really balanced team, don't they, Louth, that has come together really nicely throughout the course of the championship.
Yeah, and I think we referenced it before, Carl. You can really see how well coached they are, because when we say, I 100% agree with you, I'd say they're balanced, but they're probably lacking in a bit of physical size or power right across the pitch. You know, they have some impressive athletes, but they have a great amount of pace, and they're, I suppose, a lot of elusive players, and you can tell that they've been coached to use that that pace very well. And you know, even keeping the ball out of contact, a lot of their players, and you know, Shane Lennon, you know, probably a good example, he's probably been coached well at under 20 level, and he probably just needs to look at his brother when you think about using your pace well. But yeah, they have that nice balance, you know, a few bigger guys around the middle, and then they know when to use their pace and how to use their pace in terms of getting into that scoring zone and transitioning from defence to attack. And, you know, I think Ty McDonald in the half-back line, he was man of the match in the Leinster final. And we've seen the last day, even he took on that little bit of responsibility towards the end to make that run that set up the winning score. Probably even, he's a guy who's on the senior panel, and, you know, maybe that showed in that little bit of leadership. It was maybe a run or a break that not every player on the team would have made. And then he even had the cool head to hand it off to Gillespie to finish. So, you know, very impressive in terms of knowing what to do at the right points in a game. And, you know, you're talking last 2-3 minutes of an All-Ireland semi-final there, an All-Ireland semi-final that none of these guys are, you know, it's at a level that none of these guys have played at before. So I thought that was extremely impressive to have that little bit of composure on top of the talent.
Yeah, and it's Louth's first time to reach the final at this grade. You mentioned about things going well and things having to go well for Louth, and it feels like they'll have to go really well for them in the final, because they're going to face a Tyrone team that looks on the crest of the wave, Neil, this year and in recent years as well, a county that's been going so well at this age grade. They got the better of Kerry again in their semi-final.
Yeah, hugely impressive. I guess even just to finish on Louth on that point that you made in terms of what they have to do the next day, a big positive for Louth is that they have absolutely no fear. Their expectation levels they've smashed through the ceilings on their expectation levels. And, you know, every game they go into now, there's zero fear. So I think if you're down in Darver at the Louth Training Centre, these few nights when they're training, it'll be excitement. It's a challenge they'll want to take on. But yeah, Tyrone, it really is a monumental challenge. You know, All-Ireland holders from last year, probably 6, 7, 8 of the panel still there. Guys that have come through, McCrory Cup winning teams, and just a team that ticks all the boxes. You know, there's elements of how they play, the physique of some of their players, that they're nearly like a senior team. You know, hugely impressive. 6-point win over Kerry the last day. Scoreline probably flattered them a little bit in terms of Kerry had a slow start, and that was something we spoke about when we were looking ahead to that game, was the fear that Kerry, because they hadn't been tested in Munster, could they start slowly? They did, and Tyrone took advantage of that. And even then, that was probably a trend reflected through the game. Tyrone were very clinical. Tyrone got 2 goal chances, took them. Kerry got 2 goal chances, missed them. Tyrone's conversion rate was way ahead of Kerry's in that game. And, you know, I don't think that's in no way a criticism of Kerry. I think it just reflects even the preparation that Tyrone had in terms of those matches in Ulster. You know, I think the Kerry guys have the ability. 9 times out of 10, they'll kick those scores, but they just weren't ready for that, I guess, white heat pressure that Tyrone were putting on them, that Tyrone had become accustomed to through that Ulster Championship. But yeah, I think just a hugely impressive team. Everybody will talk about McElholm and McCullough, and yeah, you know, you probably don't want to jump to talking about them, but you know, they kicked 113 of their Tyrone's 214 the last day. Club mates, and they just look like senior footballers, and not senior footballers in talent, but senior footballers in talent and maturity.
Yeah, they've been outstanding, haven't they, Neil? And like, to have those two players in your attacking department is such a boost, to have that for Tyrone. How do Louth go about negating 2 players of that quality in the final?
Yeah, it's... You want to limit the supply to them, and that seems very, very obvious. Mm. And then limiting the supply to them was a lot different last year before the new rules came in. Limiting the supply to them now is very, very difficult, because we've seen probably teams' retention rate on their own kickouts has plummeted. So it's going to be a huge challenge for Loud. You know, they do have some impressive man markers, but I think you probably, with these guys, they're that good that you probably have to understand that they are going to pick up scores. And, you know, obviously you'll be working on matchups and maybe who suits them physically, who has maybe the pace, who has maybe the height. But yeah, these guys just are going to score. And I think it's just limiting the frequency of it. And that's something I think Loud can do. Even I noticed in the Leinster final, when they had to keep the ball, they were able to keep it. And even going down the stretch, you know, even with 10 minutes to go, they were showing a bit of wisdom as well. I really like the way they kept their wit in that Leinster final as well. So, and sometimes having possession is the best form of defence. Again, something that was easier done with the old rules, but these Loud guys have shown that they can do it.
What makes a leader? It's a tough question, but this we know for sure. True leaders lead by example. They take risks and plunge into life with determination. And for real leaders, there's a symbol of high adrenaline and high achievement, the Range Rover Sport. The Range Rover Sport redefines sporting luxury with a dramatic modern design that meets a distinctive sporting character. And a well-appointed cabin brings a sense of occasion to every drive. The active noise cancellation feature filters out unwanted sound, making the cabin a cocoon-like sanctuary. Optional PM2.5 filtration reduces odors, bacteria, and allergens, while CO2 management enhances the wellness of everyone on board. Plus, you can curate the mood of every journey with configurable cabin lighting, and bring a hint of refinement to every drive with optional 22-way adjustable heated and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/us/sport. That's rangerover.com/us/sport.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur.
like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTIX or Cosentix.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentix.
In previous games.
Yeah, is keeping possession even more important now, Neil, under the new rules? Because if you turn the ball over anywhere on the field now, you can be got at far easier than maybe under the old rules.
Yeah, and that's what's made the game so enjoyable, is that it's open season after a turnover, a lot more so than it was. You know, teams aren't getting those 1 to 2 players back in pockets as quickly, and that is definitely magnified at under 20 level as well. I think, you know, at senior level, you have guys who are compounding years and years of maybe tactical awareness. These under 20 managers are getting these players, you know, some of them they may have had last year, maybe, you know, you talk maybe 25% of your panel you might have had last year, and you're adding one more year's experience onto them. You know, guys at senior level are adding a year onto 6, 7, 8 years experience. So tactically their awareness is, you know, streets ahead of where an under 20 player is, which you would expect, and is no slight on the under 20 players. But because that deep-rooted tactical acumen isn't there in the under 20 players, it leads to a lot more chaotic games, which we've seen through this championship, and which has made it very enjoyable. And that's probably another thing that Louth are going to have to look out for. Tyrone proved in the Ulster final that they are at a level of tactical awareness that they were able to slow the game right down. They were able to change their game plan from when they played Donegal in the group stages. And that under 20 Ulster final looked very like a senior game as well, in terms of how it was played tactically. So Louth are going to have to be aware of that, that if they give the ball away, they might have to wait for quite a while to get it back, or they might be getting it back on their own kicking tee after conceding the score.
And just on that point then, Neil, you mentioned the physicality. Do Tyrone have an advantage in that department, and does that give them a big advantage then when you speak about trying to win primary possession for Louth and how important that will be?
Yeah, Tyrone, I think, definitely have an advantage of that. You know, Conor O'Neill at midfield, he's probably a guy who at the start of the year, a lot of people in Tyrone would have felt wasn't somebody who was going to be stepping into a senior panel in the next 2 to 3 years. And probably the discussion now is, you know, is he someone that Malachy O'Rourke will look at in the coming weeks in the senior team? Matthew Quinn at wing forward, just athletic ability, That's a crucial factor in the way the game has been played for the last few years, particularly under the new rules. So, you know, there's a few supreme athletes there that Tyrone have. So yeah, that's definitely going to ask Louth some questions on their own kickout. I think they have been impressive on their own kickout, but I don't think they've come up against a team with as many options to punish you on your own kickout or to dominate you on your own kickout. So I'm sure, again, if you're down in Darver this week or this weekend, there's going to be a lot of time being spent on retaining their own kickout, and then also probably, you know, some, I suppose, get out of jail plans when they've lost 2 or 3 kickouts in a row, what they're going to do there. And I think the success of what they do on that this weekend in training is going to determine where they are with 10 minutes to go in this game. They need to, you know, be in shooting distance with 10 minutes to go. I think they can be a serious challenge to Tyrone, but they need to be very wary that they're not dominant on possession and out of the game before that 10 minutes to go slot.
And just on the mental aspect of their preparation, Louth as well, Neil, obviously Tyrone are going for, I think, their third All-Ireland in 4 seasons, Louth in their first ever final. Is there a feeling around Louth, do you think, will the message be driven into them that this is kind of a free shot heading in, that Tyrone are there to be taken down as the reigning champions?
I don't think, not by management, I don't think it'll be driven into them that it's a free shot. The perception will be out there, I guess, among people in Louth, and the danger is with senior players, but particularly with under 20 players or underage players, is that the message that you're hearing for 60 minutes every 2 or 3 nights at training is, no, we're going to prepare for this game the same way we prepare for every game. We're not going to change what we do. you know, these are our KPIs, this is what our focus is on. And that consistent approach, like management will be driving that into players at training. Free shot will not be mentioned at loud training, but you have to remember that they spend 23 hours a day away from training, outside of those sessions, and it's everybody that they meet. And it's one thing, it's everybody that you meet on a normal week. You know, you might start to get a feeling of, oh yeah, everybody in the county, and you won't acknowledge it, but you might start to get a feeling everybody in the county think this is a free shot for us. But on the week leading up to their first ever All-Ireland final, there is like a huge percentage of people that probably wouldn't have even, you know, lingered for a conversation with them after saying hello. They will now want to have a conversation with them. And people who probably don't even have a deep knowledge of football will also want to have conversations with them. And they won't be telling them about sticking to the process or KPIs or anything. They'll be telling them, oh, sure, you've done so well so far this year. You know, go up and give it a shot and we're proud of you. And as much as the loud guys try to keep that out, if you're told it for whatever, maybe you're 16 waking hours a day by two people every hour, it does start to creep in. And there's also another hidden cost there in terms of the energy of trying to suppress that as well. So you're like, no, I can't listen to that. I don't need to be listening to that. But you are also burning off some energy and trying to refocus yourself as well. So that's going to be a unique experience for the loud guys. And Fergal Reid and his management team, they've done it unbelievably well so far this year, but they're going to have a job on their hands. And I'd imagine they'll probably even try and counteract that by spending a lot of time, you know, as a group this weekend as well. And that helps, because I guess if you're one of those loud players, you're counting down the hours to this game next Wednesday. You know, it's such an occasion for yourself, for everybody in the county, and the time goes a lot quicker when you're distracted by football or being together with the group. And the only messages that you really want to hear are the messages that are in that group. So I'd imagine they've a fair bit of time together planned this weekend.
And the occasion itself, Neil, should be great. A Wednesday night final in a great venue at the Athletic Grounds in Armagh is probably unique in some ways, but that should lend itself to a great conclusion to what has been a really enjoyable championship.
Yeah, and I suppose it's something that's garnered a lot of discussion, you know, having a midweek final at under 20 level. And I can see both sides of the story, to be honest with you. A lot of people say this should be a standalone fixture on a weekend. But I guess what we've done with the senior season and the split season club and intercounty level is really making it impractical. And maybe you can get a year where you're going to be lucky, where two teams end up in a final that have guys only on the fringes of a senior panel or not involved with senior panels. But it's very unlikely, given you're talking about the best under 20 players in the country. GA probably got a little bit lucky with this one in that it's a loud Tyrone final. So, you know, a halfway point between the two counties isn't a huge distance for supporters, players, parents to travel on a midweek night. There is something special about the Athletic Grounds in Armagh, and maybe that's a reflection on the great support that the Armagh seniors have and the passion and the colour and the noise that they bring to the Athletic Grounds. But no, it's kind of, I don't know, I just feel it's sunken a little bit, not to the extent of Breffni Park where you have that real bowl effect, but there is a little bit of that going on in the Athletic Grounds, and it creates, you know, a little bit of a cauldron, definitely adds to the atmosphere. You have a Tyrone support base who are passionate. It's a very short journey for them. They will travel with a lot of expectation. And then you have a loud support base who would go anywhere at any time to watch a loud football team playing this summer. And, you know, again, a short spin up the road for them. And I think even that's kind of twilight football, it adds to the atmosphere as well. You're probably going to have floodlights on at the end. Yeah, it should be a really special occasion. I would love to see it, you know, having its own day in a weekend, but just with the way the senior season in at the minute, even if you did squeeze it into a weekend, it's going to get overshadowed in terms of coverage by the senior games on that weekend as well. So while I don't think it's ideal that it's a midweek final, I think given the location of both counties, given Armagh as a venue close to both of them as well, I think it could work brilliantly. And then for TG4, you know, they've covered this championship unbelievably well. so far over the last number of months, and it gives them just a free shot with no other distractions midweek next week. So I think it's going to be an occasion for anybody that can get there to savor, and for anybody to go watch it on TV. There's going to be great colour and great excitement and no distractions.
Yeah, absolutely. So just before we finish then, Neil, in terms of how you see this one going, or who you view as favourites heading in, what are your thoughts around that?
Listen, Kyle, I'm a big fan of the underdog. I would always shout for the underdog. I would love to see Lough do it. I think they have the talent to do it. I think they need absolutely everything to go well. I think they need to be innovative in their preparation in terms of how they retain possession when they have it in open play, but particularly from the kick out, as we spoke about earlier. But this Tyrone team, they just have so much about them. They have all the talent, you know, physically, tactically, technically, you know, they're ticking all the boxes there. Psychologically, there's no brittleness. And then after coming through that Ulster Championship, after beating Kerry, you know, they're tested in every sort of condition possible or every sort of opponent possible. And I just struggle to see Loud having enough in their armory over 60 minutes. I think Loud can be very competitive for a long time, and I really would love to see them right in the game with 10 minutes to go. But even if they get to that point, I just think Tyrone have too much right across the pitch, and they're going to catch them down the road if it comes to that.
Well, let's see how it'll all pan out. Neil, thanks very much for joining us. The Dalata Hotel Group GAA Football All-Ireland Under-20 Championship is brought to you on Off the Ball by Dalata Hotel Group, hashtag Difference Makers. And just to give you that fixture again, it's Louth against Tyrone in the All-Ireland Final for 2025. It takes place at the Athletic Grounds in Armagh next Wednesday night, and throw-in is at 7:30. But for now, Neil, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Colin.
The Dalata Hotel Group GAA Under-20 Football Championship.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Dalata Hotel Group.
Off the Ball. Rugby.
Conan's going to come in and he's has a very good chance now starting for the Lions. Yes, he's an absolute talisman. He's been the most in-form number 8 for a good while now in the world.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.